So what should have been the easiest negotiation in NFL history actually was? That's next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure that you check out the entire Locked On Podcast Network as well. My name is Travis Rogers. I'm your host of Locked On Rams, as well as the host of the Lakers. I used to do the Lakers. I do the Rams pre and post game show on their flagship station, 710 ESPN, as well as host Travis Slee every day from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And today's show is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moments sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagements. Use the code Locked On at checkout. Okay, so here's what we got coming up. I want to talk a little bit about Sean McVay's wedding. I actually think there's a football connection to what happened at his wedding last weekend. That's coming up in just a bit. I want to talk about somebody that we don't spend a ton of time talking about, who might be actually the very most important person in this entire process, and why I think that his willingness to do what it takes has made this entire five-year run under Sean McVay be as successful as it has been. But let's start with this. The big news that came out late last weekend, early this week, and that, of course, is Aaron Donald getting a new contract with the Los Angeles Rams. He becomes the first non-quarterback ever to make over $50 million a year. He gets about $60 million more guaranteed on his deal. And there's a player option for a third year that if he wants to come back and play again, then he can come back and play again. This is all very good news. This is something that I anticipated getting done. And this is a little bit of where I don't know if it's a I told you so necessarily, but a you shouldn't have gotten caught up in all of the other stuff, because this one was so obvious along the way. This one made so much sense coming down the pipe that there really was no other conclusion than exactly what we got done with Aaron Donald and the Rams a few days ago. This is the perfect combination of events, right? This is somebody, Aaron Donald, who is at the very peak of his powers. Aaron Donald is in the prime of his career, right? He is still performing at a level that really only he can get to, right? At some point, that won't be true. It's not right now. At some point, Aaron Donald, I don't know if he'll ever be just a guy, but at some point there will be maybe somebody that's a little bit better than him at that position. Not historically, but in any given year. That's not right now. He was, if not the number one reason why the Rams are Super Bowl champions right now, he was certainly one of the top three reasons. We, you know, take your pick between McVay, Matthew Stafford, and Aaron Donald, but all three of those guys together are why they are where they are. But he has been a high level performer more or less from the moment he walked into the league, and has gotten better. And he's on the short list of greatest defensive players of all time. And these are the facts. Here's another fact, in my opinion, that is, this is a man who loves to play football. This is somebody who not only does it because he's going to make $30 million a year, right? I mean, think about what you wouldn't do for $30 million a year. Probably not a very long list. But he does it because he makes a ton of money. He can take care of his family. He can set his family up for generations to come with the money that he's going to make playing football. And that's important. This is professional football. You do it for a living. The other part of it, though, is, and this is the part that when I heard him talk, and this is the part when I heard other people speculate about what was going on, never really hit me in a meaningful way. He loves playing football. When he says, oh, you know, I would be at peace without football, I don't know if I actually bought that in the most truth. Could he go and live the rest of his life without it? Yeah, probably. But would, knowing what we know about him, knowing what we know about the way that he prepares, knowing what we know about how he goes out there and competes, how he spends his time in the weight room, how he trains his body, how he pushes his teammates, does this seem like something that he doesn't love? And he's still the very best at it, and he's going to leave? No. No. That if I really thought that, hey, listen, I don't want to do this anymore. There are some guys, and I don't want to put anybody's name in it, but sometimes you can tell, you know, I'm doing this for the check. I really don't want to be out here anymore. I'm doing this because this is the only place I'm going to make $10, $20, $30 million a year, and I'm going to do it as long as they keep paying me, but I don't have to do this. Aaron Donald's not one of those guys. Aaron Donald's a guy that loves playing football, and it showed. So the idea that, well, I could walk away from this, I never really bought that. I never really thought that that was a negotiating ploy to maybe get a little bit extra along the way, which I think he was going to get no matter what, which brings us to the second part of this. The Rams pay people. I don't want to say they paid everybody. They paid almost everybody. They extended Tavon Austin $1 million. Tavon Austin couldn't even play, and they gave him an extension. They've extended Matthew Stafford with a new deal. They're going to do it with Cooper Kupp. They did it with Jalen Ramsey. They've done it with all of the – they did it with Aaron Donald. They did it with Todd Gurley. They did it with Jared Goff. All of these guys. Here, new deal. You've earned it. Here comes a new deal. The idea that they were going to somehow decide that Aaron Donald was the person that they were going to draw the line in the sand with, it was never going to happen. This was, you know, sometimes you get a gut feeling. Sometimes you have some inside information. Sometimes you know somebody that knows somebody that says, I'm telling you, he's not going to. There was none of that. This was all right in front of you, that a guy that loves football on a team that has a chance to win another Super Bowl, playing for a team that desperately wants him and respects him and needs him, with an owner who will write checks for whatever it is that you need to get done, they weren't going to find a deal. Of course not. Of course they were. This was the biggest non-negotiation in the history of the NFL. Aaron Donald was going to play. The Rams were going to pay him. He was going to break the bank because he should. And everybody understood that these were the facts going into it. And then it's done. Great. Now he can keep moving and now he can get ready. He was at camp and he's out there and he's smiling. He's laughing and he's Aaron Donald and he's having a great time. And that's all fine and dandy and good for him. But the idea that it was never going to happen, come on, man, not a chance. So that brings us to our next thing. Why was it that easy? And the answer, I'll give it to you next. That's coming up in just a bit. But first, let's talk about our pals at Blue Nile, right? At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices that you will not find at traditional jewelers. So whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as she is with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Build the engagement ring of her dreams or celebrate life's special moments with fine jewelry. No matter what you're looking for, Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7. Let me say that again. They have experts on hand to help you pick out what you need 24/7. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Sports listeners get a $50 off on purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use the code Locked On. That's the code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured. It ships free and arrives in a discreet package that won't give away the amazing surprise that's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. And we have an important favor to ask you as well. We've put together a survey so we can learn more about listeners like you and make your favorite Lock On podcasts even better. This is your opportunity to tell us what you do like, what you don't like about Locked On podcasts. Here's how you do it. You go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey. Do it right now to get started. It won't take very long. And everyone that completes a survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. Take our audience survey, go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey, and thank you very much for your help. So Aaron Donald's deal is done. Matthew Stafford's deal is done. We are expecting a deal from Sean McVay here shortly, right? And by the way, how about John Lynch reportedly saying that he turned down a $15 million a year offer from Amazon to go call games? If John Lynch, who is very good at TV, by the way, is getting $15 million a year, what does Sean McVay potentially get as a television analyst ultimately? And what does that do to the negotiations? It makes the number go up is what it does. But that deal for the Rams head coach is probably coming down the pike. They're going to redo Cooper Kupp here in a minute. What did I just talk about a couple of minutes ago about some of the gave Jared Goff $100 million, gave Todd Gurley a new deal. Go back to a few years ago when Aaron Donald was displeased with his previous deal. They renegotiated that and got it done. Jalen Ramsey got a new deal. The players that make impacts on these teams get paid, right? Who writes the checks? Who's responsible? Stan Kroenke. Stan Kroenke's the owner of the team. Stan Kroenke's the guy that put together that stadium. Stan Kroenke's the guy that has said, you know, Jared Goff, we owe him $100 million. Okay, but we want to move him. Okay, that's fine. Go ahead and do that, and let's make the football team better. That Stan Kroenke is the last stop on all of these decisions getting made. Sean McVay wants to put together a game plan. He needs to know which players. Les Snead goes out and scouts and makes deals and signs guys and all these things. But ultimately, you have to get the approval of the team owner, and that's Kroenke. And obviously, you know, he's an NFL owner, so with that comes a certain level of means. And obviously, as somebody that's connected to a Walmart heiress, that probably helps the bottom line as well. So the money is around, but that doesn't mean you got to spend it. And that doesn't mean that everybody else in a similar financial situation would do the same thing, because I don't think they won't. But let's just take the economics out of it. Let's just say that he doesn't want to do it because he wants to just make sure that everything is exactly the way that he would like to do it. Okay. And here's what I mean by that. What's the number one thing that NFL head coaches talk about avoiding? What's the thing that when something pops up, trouble with the law, a political statement, whatever it is, where all of a sudden we're talking about something that's not, hey, why didn't you go for it on fourth down, right? Well, we're not talking about football. We're talking about other stuff. What's the word that every NFL head coach talks about? Distractions. Well, we want to avoid distractions. You know, the last thing we need around here are distractions. You know, one of the things that we try to eliminate in our on our team and in our organization are non-football related distractions. Distractions, 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 right? That Bill Belichick and Sean McVay and Pete, right on down the line. We want to avoid distractions. And it's good philosophy. But what is the biggest distraction of all? Right? What is arguably the thing that every team has to deal with a distraction in this regard at one point or another? Hey, is he coming in? Hey, is he going to get a new deal? Hey, is he going to report to camp? Hey, is he happy with the contract he has? Hey, what about this guy? He doesn't get this and he doesn't get that. And so it's not just to the coach. It's not just to the general manager. It's to his teammates. It's to everybody inside the organization. And we're talking about this person's contract or this person's status or whether or not this person is pleased with the people that they're playing with. And he has more than I do. And I have blah, 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 blah. Everything that comes along in those conversations. The Rams have virtually none of that. None of it. Matthew Stafford's deal got done like that. No, there was no, I won the Super Bowl. Nope, done. Sean McVay's deal is in the process of being done. But does anybody anticipate it getting acrimonious or it being some situation where we're halfway through the season and Sean McVay's deal is coming close to expiring and there isn't something done. And now you're talking about the coach. Is he coming or is he going? And they're asking. No, it will get rectified. And I think you got to give Stan Kroenke and Kevin Demoff and everybody that's involved in these negotiations all the credit in the world. They avoid distractions as effectively as anybody I've ever seen. Now, you can squash a lot of distractions along the way by just paying, you know, make it go away. What does he want? He wants $30 million. Fine, give him $30 million a year. Okay, it's a very effective way to solve problems. But not everybody does it like that. You know, I know we're not going to reset the market. What about the next guy? His point is, I'm not worried about the next guy. I want my guy. I want Aaron Donald. I want Jalen Ramsey. I want Matthew Stafford. I want Cooper Kupp. Let's go do it. It is an unbelievable secret weapon. Maybe it's not such a secret weapon, but it's not something we talk about all that often, where a guy that can make problems disappear with the stroke of a pen does, right? How often do you see these? Well, you know, look at the Packers, right? They constantly have distractions that they could avoid if they just stroked a check. Devontae Adams was not going to go, move along. Well, now we're having a totally different conversation. The Rams really don't do stuff. And the second you start to get something, they move on from it. The second Todd Gurley, hey, why isn't he playing anymore? Boom, gone. That was quick, right? The distractions that come along with this stuff don't last very long in the Rams universe, either because they just remove them and it's over with, or they pay them and get it taken care of. And that's a testament to the entire organization, but in particular, a testament to Stan Kroenke's leadership, Stan Kroenke's wallet, and his desire to win. Because while I think sometimes a lot of the distraction talk can get overblown, it's not nothing. If you're constantly, think about it, you go through a whole camp. Is Aaron Donald coming? And that's probably not a great example because he could miss every practice and show up and kill it. But what if it were Cooper Kupp? Could he do that? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But they would never let it get to that, and that's a credit to all of those guys. Okay, so Sean McVay is officially married, and something happened at his wedding that I think actually is pretty good news for the team on the field. That's coming up next. First, let's talk about our guys at Built Bar, right? So we've talked about birthday cake puffs and brownie batter puffs and all of these things, but let me ask you this. Don't you love a chewy, chocolatey brownie? What about a caramel brownie with caramel swirled on top? Who doesn't love that? I dare you not to like that. But of course, you know, maybe not the greatest choice ever. What if it had 17 grams of protein? Now you're in luck. The caramel brownie bar is available at built.com right now, and you gotta act quickly because they are a fan favorite, and why wouldn't they be? Forget about dessert. You can make a good choice, right? 130 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 4 grams of sugar, and it tastes like a caramel-covered brownie, right? Who doesn't love that? It's covered in 100% real chocolate, like real chocolate. I don't know how else to say that other than to tell you that it's real chocolate. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off of your order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com, and you will not be disappointed. So Sean McVay is now a married man. They finally got the wedding that had been on the books, I guess, for a couple of years, done and completed. And now he and his wife have officially tied the knot. I guess it had been postponed a couple of different times because of COVID and everything else. Not an uncommon story over the last couple of years, but it's done. And a number of players were there and executives and people that Sean McVay has friendly relationships with around the NFL landscape. And a lot of people were there, you know, the cool Lombardi cake in the shape of the Lombardi trophy. It was a very cool time. And it looked like a wonderful party, and it looked like everybody was having a good time. By all reports, Raheem Morris was the dance champion that he went in there and killed it in front of everybody. So good for Coach Morris that he's got some moves along the way. But I thought what was A, very funny, and B, kind of once you get through the amusement of it all, I think is actually kind of a good sign. Odell Beckham Jr. was not invited to the wedding. Only a very small group of players were, right? Odell was not amongst them. And you know, Odell technically is not a member of the LA Rams at this point. So, and has only spent, you know, a few months with the team. Now, obviously had a very significant impact, but this isn't like Aaron Donald, who'd been around forever, or, you know, Andrew Whitworth, who's the back. It wasn't one of these situations. But Odell was kind of like, forget it. I don't care if I'm invited or not. I'm going to go crash Coach McVay's wedding. And he did. And he just showed up and came in and had a great time. And Sean McVay was thrilled to see him there. It wasn't kind of one of those, what the hell is this guy doing here? He's not on the list. I can't stand it. No, hey, OBJ's here. What? Awesome. You know, come on in and enjoy the party. Get a drink, get something to eat, get on the dance floor, whatever was going on at the party. I wasn't invited either, so I can't speak to it specifically. But OBJ kind of crashed the party. So that's funny, right? That OBJ is channeling Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson and just kind of showing up at weddings that he's not invited to. Pretty amusing. But I also think there's some football stuff in there, right? Namely, do you do that if you don't have pretty good sense that you're going to be on that team next year? Do you do that if you are in a negotiation with the team, i.e. the coach, that's going poorly? Does the coach think it's as amusing as he does if he doesn't have a really good relationship with that player and desperately trying to find a way to get him back into the fold so he can go use him again to make another run at a Super Bowl? I don't think so. I mean, it's just that they were both the A, that Odell thought it would be funny to do, which it was, and B, that McVay was pretty good with it, I think speaks to a deal getting done sooner than later, to him coming back to the team. And it's such a weird negotiation because both sides have been pretty open about wanting to get it done. The Rams probably have a price in mind. Odell probably has a different price in mind. But the complicating factor of all of this is he's not going to be available to play until well past the halfway point of the season. Remember, he tore up his knee in the Super Bowl in the middle of February, and this is an injury that best case scenario is kind of a 9 month to a year. So it may be that he plays very, very little or maybe even not at all. But you want to lock him up. You want him to be a part of your team. If he could have even an impact similar to what he did a year ago, where he comes in late, but shoot, all of a sudden he's here and he's doing the things that he did, who wouldn't want that? We talked about with Stan Kroenke, like we talked about the economics of it, they'll figure that out. The Rams don't cut corners there. They don't really worry about the salary cap in any meaningful way. So they can get that squared away. And it seems like Odell really wants to be here, play with Matthew Stafford again, have Cooper Kupp on the other. All of these things lead to the belief that they're going to get something done. When? I don't know. But do you crash the wedding of a guy that you think, there's a really good chance I'm never going to see this guy again in a meeting or anything else? No. You don't go to that wedding. You only go if you think you're going to be a part of that team. That'd be a really weird thing to do, to crash his wedding. Then all of a sudden you turn around and you're on the Tennessee Titans or wherever he might land. Seattle Seahawks. That'd be odd. No, I would think it really would be. Now, doesn't mean that he's there, that it's 100% done deal, but it really made me feel good about it. And like we talked about a second ago, maybe it's not until late in the season, but if he comes back and jumps on that team, that team just got a lot better. He's a difference maker. He's an impact player. And if they can get that done at a number that makes sense for both sides, I think you can almost, put it in the book. Sean McVay said he thinks that they're working towards something. It means they're probably working towards something. The man tells the truth when it comes to sort of things like that. And he said that he thinks that they got a chance to get something done. That's good news. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Want to talk about the next edition of Locked On Rams, which is if this worked, if the Rams can pay everybody, why can't everybody else? That's coming up next time. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Now for your second listen, make sure that you make it the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keeping fans dialed in with the biggest stories and the latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. Follow Locked On NFL every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.